And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
That Darn Cat. If you were a fan of that movie back in the day, then you might be a fan of cats in general, and that's our topic for this feature of the week. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Jane Gannell, who is in charge of the Coastside Feral Care or Association, or Coastside Feral Care, and their website, if you want to know more, by the way, is coastsideferalcare.org. So, welcome, Jane, and tell me why, how did this whole thing get started, and why do we care about cats?
Well, I'll start with how it got started, which is just that I live in Half Moon Bay, close to downtown, and saw one day cats eating leftover takeout food in a parking lot and asked the restaurant owner, what's this about? And they say, oh, yeah, there's a whole colony of like 14 cats living under the Main 14. Street Bridge. Yeah. So I got involved in helping trapping. We trapped them. We got them spayed and neutered. We got the kittens adopted out and got that colony under control. And sort of one thing led to another, and now we're all over the coast. from Higgins Canyon up to the airport, so in different colonies that we take care of. And why you should care is basically if you love birds, and I think people, I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think everybody that loves animals loves both. People are upset that feral cats kill a lot of songbirds. There's been studies about it. And
oh, really?
Yes. Millions and millions and millions of birds.
They
and
have a propensity for songbirds, do they?
Well, I guess I shouldn't say, I guess not just songbirds, but any kind of birds. We trap, spay, and neuter to keep the population down. We also give them a morning meal so that their tummies are full, so that they're less inclined to hunt the birds. So, and we've been doing this for 7 years, and it's working. We've seen the populations of our colonies decline, which is exactly what you want to see. I mean, it's sad when a cat dies from either an accident or a predator or a car or something, but some of them actually die of old age in the wild, which is pretty amazing. There aren't new cats coming along behind them to take their place.
That's great. Okay, so clarify. So you talk about, do you go to the colonies? Are the cats picked up and go into foster care? But when you say we do this, how many volunteers do you have, and where do you do all of this at? For example, when you feed them and put food in their tummies, where are you doing that?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a spot behind Safeway. There's a spot near the post office.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's one on Higgins Canyon. There's still a few cats under the Main Street Bridge. There's about 10 places that we feed every morning, and the colonies are as small as one cat, so you can't really call that a colony, I guess, and as big as like 15 or 20 cats. So we go to them, we give them their morning meal, we monitor the colony. If we see a newcomer, we make sure we get that cat trapped and take it to get spayed or neutered, unfortunately, on the other side of the hill, because there's no place to do it on the side.
Really?
This side. Yeah. There are veterinarians here, but we can't afford to spend $400, $500 per cat.
Oof-da.
We can take them over the hill and spend $90 to $100 per cat. So that's why we make a lot of trips over the hill.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a need for volunteers. And so tell me, how many do you have now, and what kind of jobs would the potential volunteers need to be doing?
I haven't counted lately, but I bet we have about 20 volunteers, and they do everything from take one day of feeding per week, like maybe so-and-so's day is Tuesday, and they do 4 or 5 different feeding rounds. Other people foster cats that we get, like when we find an abandoned cat, for example, a domestic cat that could really be living inside. We need a foster person to take that cat in and kind of work with it on getting it readjusted to indoor life. Or kittens, of course. If we have a litter of kittens like we do right now, we have people that will take the kittens in and work on socializing them so that they're adoptable.
So you told me at one point you thought we had a good number of cats, feral cats that we see, that were actually abandoned by their owners.
Yeah.
So tell me more about that.
I think there are different reasons that people do this. One of the places I feed is at a farm on Higgins Canyon that had a real cat overpopulation problem for a while before we stepped in and helped them get it under control. But cats, I've had four cats abandoned there, all house cats, in the last 6 months, I guess. And I guess people think it's less cruel to just pull over in the car and put a cat out in a strange place, then surrender it to the Humane Society. It's a really cockeyed way of thinking, and I always wonder how could people part with a house pet. But they do, and I think probably very often, it's economic reasons. They can't afford the cat. My personal house has taken in two or three that were very, very sick cats that I found wandering in different places. And I'm sure that the reason they were abandoned is because the family just couldn't afford the vet bills.
I've heard of that with dogs, but I don't know that I've ever heard of that with cats so much before.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
But you've had so many great success stories. I've just
looked
at the website. So what are some of the fun success stories that you can think of off the top of your head?
Oh, gosh. I'll give you an example of an abandoned cat, which we found, which turned up on a farm. Really just a few months ago, and it was an older, middle-aged tabby, orange tabby male, and he was already neutered, up to date on his vaccinations because he was microchipped, so we were able to trace, but the family had disconnected themselves from this cat somehow. We could not trace who the owners were, so I posted him on Nextdoor, and I said, this poor guy, was just dumped at a farm, and a woman raised her hand and said, we can't keep him, but my family will foster him, while he gets readjusted to indoor life. Well, of course, a month later, she's like, this
yeah,
is hopeless.
I'm not
giving him up. He's so lovely. So he is just a very, very happy boy now. And, the senior center on Main Street has had its problems with stray cats sort of collecting there because I think various people feed them. And I've taken in a few different cats from there that are living very happily now indoors because we don't collect a cat to have it be readopted outdoors. If you put an outdoor cat in another outdoor space, it will probably run away and try to find its way back. Yeah.
So in your caring for cats, you not only feed the feral cats, you foster cats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also have, if someone wants to adopt a cat, can they come and talk to you? How does that work?
I think at this point, people were well enough known that people know that they can send me an email or text. They can find me on our website, coastsideferalcare.org, and say, hey, my cat died a few months ago. I think I'm ready to love again. Do you have any cat that might fit this description? Because everybody seems to have their own wish list, whether
right.
it's young, old, middle-aged, color, male, female, If I don't have a cat that immediately fits that description, we work with other rescue groups. And I know what Coastal Cats Rescue up in Montera, we're friends with them. So I would refer the person to them.
That's excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me go back to where is this organization going? You just mentioned you have coastsideferalcare.org.
Uh-huh.
So what do you see in the future? What do you need in the future besides volunteers? I presume we can donate to the cause to get food. And where does the money that we donate go to?
It goes kind of mostly to food because we feed about 50, 60 cats every morning. But it also goes to medical, which means, spaying and neutering, and also, we get at least one badly injured cat every few months that needs help, whether it's been attacked by a predator or something. So we take care of their medical needs if we can. That's where the money goes. None of us takes a dime for what it is that we do. It's all volunteer.
Yeah. All volunteer. Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, coastsideferalcare.org, and this is just another example of how many wonderful people on our coast side truly care. And this time it's about cats.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane Gunnell. I am Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week.
Our thanks to contributor Cindy Menzel for that Cat's Meow report. And speaking of cats, Krista Livingston of Kibbles and Gifts loves cats. Her store is located right next to Safeway in the Strawflower Village Shopping Center. Food and treats for your cat. Might want to check out Kibbles and Gifts. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.